Morning Show at East Coast. Now, the world-famous ukulele Hooli is back at last after all that break in Dunleary. The Hooli, which is now in its 11th year, sees ukulele players and fans from all over the world descend on the South Dublin seaside town for a weekend of entertainment. And the Arklow ukulele players, the stars of the shows, they'll be there. And in the studio now, I'm joined by so many of them. Say hello.
Hello.
How many of you all together?
982.
it looks like it's close to a dozen anyway. And the voice there, Ronan McCauley. Ronan, where'd you pick them all up?
What you're seeing here is actually a mixture of two groups of Arklow ukulele players and Wicklow ukulele players. One lot meets on Monday nights in the Brass Fox, and the other lot meets on Tuesdays in Arklow in the Bridge Hotel. Generally speaking, we love making a nuisance of ourselves in public, making noises, so we thought we'd come here and bother you.
Well, the last time you were here, there were fewer people, so it's growing.
Yes, yeah, the ukulele's become very popular, especially over, during the lockdowns and that. It became a project for an awful lot of people to learn the ukulele online and to kind of develop a few party pieces. So a lot of our members were folks who picked it up over the lockdown, then once we were allowed into the real world again, they joined forces with us.
And wanted to wanted to entertain.
to torture.
to entertain out there on. So what have you lined up for Dunleary? What's going to happen?
The festival itself is spread over 2 days. You'd mentioned already it's the 27th and 28th. They've got workshops on the Saturday. There's an open mic night on the Saturday as well. Sunday is just wall-to-wall gigs and performances from a bunch of Irish ukulele groups like Dublin Ukulele Collective and Rugs. They're actually from Rathfarnham, my hometown, which is awesome. We'll be there making a nuisance of ourselves as usual. There's stuff like the Ukulele Uff Trio and folks from all over the world, from America, from Australia. I know there's various members of an online group called the Pandemic Pluckers who are going to be descending from all over the place.
Don't get that wrong, anyway.
I'm not a physician.
Right, okay. Well, let's hear, an example of two groups together.
Yes.
And what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a bit of Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
You
don't take my man, okay.
Yeah. So, hold on to an A minor to begin. One, two, ready, go!
Because you can.
yourself a round of applause. Thank absolutely. You. The Arklow ukulele players.
And Wicklow.
And Wicklow. Yes, of course. Sorry about that. Anyway, there's a big group, and you're all ranging in ages, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah, we've got folks. Our youngest member is 80 years of age, and then how old are you, Erin?
I'm 14.
You're 14, so our eldest member is 14. And we're going by maturity here, of course. But yeah, it's a wide range of ages and maturity levels that you'd meet at each of the ukulele sessions.
Do you need to be, you know, attracted to playing an instrument to begin with?
As in, do you need to already know how to play?
Yeah, let me blunt about it. I mean, do you have to have any talent?
Tim's shaking his head over there. Like anything, you start off with the basics and you build from there.
Yeah.
So
you have to learn chords. I see it's strumming and chords. Is it?
It's strumming and chords for the most part. If you want to sing along, I mean, like you can play songs with just a single chord in it. So the likes of Row, Row, Row the Boat has just one chord, just a C chord. So if you've got one finger on both hands, you can look after.
Yeah, and that's really, I clumsily asked the question, but that's what I was sort of meaning. For a person to start, you know, it seems you could start and get into it and make music, which is great.
Like most of the folks who come along to our sessions for the first time, they come away being able to play about three or four songs.
And there's great enjoyment in that. Yes, yeah.
That's just it. And it's quite empowering, because like for an awful lot of folks, I know myself included, you know, when you go to a party and you see other people playing, you're like, oh, I'd love to join in.
Well, you can.
You can, and the ukulele travels well as well, that like you can fit in a suitcase, so when you go on holiday, you can bring it with you and torture someplace and somebody in another country.
Well, don't say that. That was really good, and everybody was smiling playing it. But listen, it is the weekend after next.
It is.
Yeah. And it's Saturday and Sunday. And any particular venue for your Arklow and Wicklow? Are you all together?
We're going to be in the People's Park for the most part. But there's two main locations for the ukulele hooli. One's the Ablana Club, which is about 5 minutes
and where else?
Away. And then the next is the People's Park itself. That's where the big stage is going to be.
Very good.
Set up on the Sunday.
Okay, thanks for coming in. Thanks for playing. Enjoy the weekend after next in Dún Laoghaire with the ukulele hooli. And thank you, Arklow and Wicklow.